Sleepline, you're on Coast to Coast. Hi there.
Hey, George. It's Lana from Salt Lake.
Hi, Lana.
Hi. Okay, I work from 6 to 10 in the morning, and I had been nursing my baby, and so I would take a break at about 8 in the morning, to pump the milk. And I was particularly tired one morning, and I thought, I'm going to take an early break. And you have a room, and you shut the door, lock it.
Sure.
And I had a hands-free bra, so I was able to hook up both pumps. And I had turned the light off, and I just thought, I'm going to, scoot two chairs together. I'm just going to close my eyes. And you pump for about 10, 15 minutes. Well, I woke up to flashing lights, huge alarm going off. It had been 30 minutes, and they had a fire drill that I didn't know they were having.
Oh.
I was disoriented. I jerked up. Milk spilled all over me. I didn't know what was going on. It took about 5 minutes just to get composure and cover myself up and stuff to figure out what the heck was going on. And so luckily it wasn't a real fire, or I would have probably been trapped.
You might have been, and nobody ever would have known you were in there.
They wouldn't have. I missed the drill altogether.
And I trust the baby got the feeding eventually.
Well, the baby got about half his milk. The other half ended up on the carpet.
All right. Thanks, Lana.
Thanks.
Let's go west of the Rockies. You're on Coast to Coast. Hi there.
Hi, this is Dave in North Pole, Alaska. Listen to you on 970 AM.
What kind of winter are we going to have out there, David, this year?
Well, it's been pretty mild so far. A little snow.
Really? Yep. What's up?
Well, I got a good story for falling asleep.
Okay.
I was flying along in a UH-1 helicopter. We had the doors wide open. We're carrying an infantry squad in for an insertion in a practice mission.
All right.
And I had just an M60 machine gun tipped up in the stow position in front of me. And we're pulling G's, going side to side and stuff. Been a long day, and I just leaned over on the gun mount, put my head and my helmet down on the gun mount, and just fell asleep. One of the guys reached over and smacks me and tells me, hey, we're going to land this thing. You need to find out where we're going.
I got to tell you, you're lucky you didn't fall out. Let's go to the I can't sleep line because I fell asleep. You're on Coast to Coast. Hi there.
Good morning, George.
Hi.
This is Dan in Nebraska.
Hi, Dan.
I was up at Sturgis at a motorcycle rally, and we had went over to Deadwood. We were camping out there. We didn't want to take the bikes downtown because we knew we'd be drinking, so we jumped on the trolley, went downtown, had a good time. Well, it was time for me to go home, but everybody else was going to stay. So I get on the trolley, give the driver $10, tell him the campground I'm staying at, tell him to wake me up when we get there. Next thing I know, my buddies are pounding on me, and it's 2 hours later, and I had circled the town of Deadwood on the trolley for 2 hours, passed out.
Same driver?
The same driver. He just must have been laughing at me the whole time because he never woke me up, and he kept my $10.
what did you say when you woke up? Did you go after him?
Well, no, not at the time because I think I was drunk enough and half asleep that they just dragged me off and got me off. But
well, you did a smart thing not getting on your bike at that point too, huh?
Yeah.
the trolley car that never stopped. Thanks. Let's go to our sleep line. You're on Coast to Coast. Hi there.
Hi, man. I fell asleep in a play. I was doing a play with about 620 people watching me. And it's a play. It's called Smoke on the Mountain. It takes place in a church in the 1930s. It's a comedy. And there's a place where I had to sit in a pew for about 10 minutes and listen to the preacher. And I was so tired from rehearsing the play for 6 weeks or whatever, then I fell asleep there on the pew and started snoring. Snoring pretty loud. I'm a big dude, man. I snore like 14 men tied together, And it just happened that the other actors, even the actor that was playing the preacher, kind of had to stop and look at me. And one of the women that was right beside me kind of elbowed me. So when I wake up, I do what every guy, kind of did the snore thing. And it played so good that the audience really responded to it. They didn't know any difference. They thought it was written to play like that.
You didn't miss any lines then, huh?
That's right. Actually, we changed the play for the duration of that run to make it to where from then on I faked going to sleep and got a good laugh at it. Got a good laugh at it from then on.